Linda. My name is Courtney Fells, and I'm in Dallas, Texas. I would first like to thank you for your inspirational minute that you do every Tuesday and just your blog in general. I look forward to hearing from you on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and keep doing what you're doing because you make a difference in my life, and I'm sure the other women that subscribe to your blog as well. I just wanted to share with you a dark place that I was and that God brought me from. Growing up, I was without a mom. My mother passed away when I was 11, and I had three older brothers and my father. And my father just did his thing. He had another family. And in high school, you know, I dated, but I was a little shy girl. And the guys that I dated, popular jocks. And I was like, okay, why do they want to date me? But I guess they wanted to see if they could sleep with me. And it's like a big thing in high school, like, okay, the jocks try to talk to the girls and say, I took her virginity. But I didn't fall for it because I did remember what I learned in the church, and I'm going to stay pure until I get married. And I lost boyfriends. And then when I was 19, I was raped by a guy, and I never told anyone because he was so beautiful, and I didn't think anyone would believe me. So I put that with my upbringing of my dad not being there. And he always went out and did his thing and cheated on my mom because they actually separated when I was 6 weeks old. And then guys in high school didn't like me because I didn't do what everybody else did. So I became promiscuous for a while from like 19 to 24, 25. And in that time, I actually contracted a sexually transmitted disease, herpes, and I was so ashamed. I'm like, I'm never going to find anyone now. I'm scarred. I'm flawed. And one day I was invited to a wedding, my cousin's wedding, and I went, and this girl was there, and she just started talking to me. I started talking to her like we'd known each other forever, and we just met. And she invited me to her church, and I'm like, oh gosh, she's one of those. But I went, and I don't know if God was speaking to her and like, hey, I needed this, but it changed my life. I changed everything. I forgave myself. I saw that I was worth more than what I was doing. And if a man loves me, he's going to wait for me, and he's going to love me, you know, through whatever, not just sex. And, hey, it worked out because my friend Kelly actually introduced me to her cousin, which is now my husband. And he accepts me flaws and all. And the hardest thing was telling him about the disease and my past and just telling him where God brought me from. I mean, he brought me from a dark place, and now I'm happy to share my story to young women to say, hey, if you're doing this, it is hope, and God will forgive you, and you can forgive yourself. Thanks, Linda.